What if aging isn't inevitable, but simply a maintenance problem we can solve? This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of Aubrey de Grey's work, which has transformed from fringe theory to mainstream scientific pursuit. When de Grey first proposed his ideas in the early 2000s, he was dismissed as an eccentric dreamer. Today, his SENS Research Foundation collaborates with Harvard and Oxford, while tech billionaires pour millions into longevity research. The central insight that aging is accumulated damage we can systematically repair has sparked a paradigm shift in how we approach human mortality. Rather than accepting decline as natural, de Grey envisions a world where regular maintenance keeps our bodies functioning indefinitely, just as vintage cars can run for centuries with proper care. This isn't science fiction, it's engineering applied to biology, and it's happening now in laboratories worldwide. For millennia, we've accepted aging as inevitable, what de Grey calls the pro-aging trance. This psychological defense mechanism helps us cope with mortality but blinds us to possibilities. Think about it. We don't consider cancer or heart disease natural, yet we accept wrinkles and frailty as unavoidable. This artificial distinction between aging and age-related diseases has hampered research funding and progress. Aging isn't mysterious. It's simply damage accumulation that accelerates over time, like a car breaking down. The similar aging rates within species don't indicate an immutable aging clock, but reflect genetic similarities and interconnected damage processes. Laboratory evidence already demonstrates life extension possibilities. Michael Rose bred fruit flies to live twice as long through selective breeding. Calorie restriction, discovered in the 1930s, extends lifespan in various species. Single gene mutations have extended nematode lifespans by over 50%. However, these approaches merely slow aging rather than repair existing damage, and they have effectiveness ceilings. What if, instead of slowing the accumulation of damage, we could periodically repair it? This maintenance approach, fixing what's broken before it causes system-wide failure, forms the core of de Grey's strategy for extending healthy human lifespan indefinitely. During a sleepless night in a Manhattan Beach hotel room, de Grey experienced his breakthrough realization. Researchers had been asking the wrong question. Rather than unraveling metabolism's complexity, we should focus on identifying and repairing the resulting damage. Imagine your body as a vintage car. You don't need to understand every aspect of metal fatigue to replace worn brake pads. Similarly, we can repair aging damage without fully understanding all metabolic pathways. Through careful analysis, de Grey identified 7 distinct forms of cellular and molecular damage. 1. Chromosomal mutations leading to cancer. 2. Mitochondrial mutations compromising cellular energy. 3. Protein cross-linking affecting tissue elasticity. 4. Extracellular junk accumulation like Alzheimer's plaques. 5. Intracellular waste buildup that cells can't break down. 6. Senescent cells creating harmful inflammatory signals. 7. Cell loss in critical tissues like heart muscle and neurons. The revelation was profound. For each category, researchers were already developing potential interventions, from stem cell therapies to enzymes capable of breaking down accumulated waste. This comprehensive approach became SENS, Strategies for Engineered Negligible Senescence, targeting accumulated damage directly rather than trying to unravel aging's complex causes. Imagine your cells contain billions of tiny power plants, mitochondria, that convert food into usable energy. During this process, electrons occasionally fumble, creating damaging free radicals that particularly harm mitochondrial DNA. While nuclear DNA has extensive protection mechanisms, mitochondrial DNA remains vulnerable. For years, scientists believed in a vicious cycle theory, where damaged mitochondria would produce more free radicals, causing accelerating dysfunction. But a puzzling discovery emerged. only about 1% of cells in aged organisms contain mutant mitochondria. How could such a tiny proportion explain systemic aging? De Grey solved this paradox with his survival of the slowest theory. Counterintuitively, mitochondria with DNA mutations that disable energy production actually produce fewer free radicals, resulting in less membrane damage. Since cells target mitochondria for destruction based on membrane damage rather than DNA integrity, these mutants escape recycling and multiply while healthy mitochondria get culled. These rare, mutant-filled cells then export electrons to survive, creating reductive hotspots that damage passing cholesterol particles which deliver toxicity throughout the body, like microscopic Trojan horses. Rather than preventing mitochondrial DNA damage, likely impossible, De Grey proposes creating backup copies of mitochondrial genes in the cell nucleus, safely away from free radical bombardment. Mutations would still occur at the same rate, but they'd become functionally irrelevant since the cell could produce necessary proteins from the nuclear backups, an elegant solution that works with nature rather than against it. Just as homes need regular garbage removal, cells produce waste requiring disposal. Lysosomes act as cellular recycling centers, containing over 60 digestive enzymes that break down debris. However, as we age, certain waste products accumulate beyond our lysosomes' processing capacity. This buildup creates a vicious cycle. Accumulated waste dilutes lysosomal acidity and enzymes, reducing their effectiveness and leading to further accumulation that compromises cellular health. In atherosclerosis, macrophage immune cells attempting to clean up modified cholesterol become overwhelmed, forming unstable foam cell plaques. Neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's similarly show signs of compromised lysosomal function, with toxic proteins building up in brain cells. De Grey found a solution in soil bacteria that decompose organic matter. His team isolated microorganisms from an ancient mass grave that could break down synthetic versions of cellular waste, using specialized enzymes our lysosomes lack. Implementation builds on existing treatments for lysosomal storage diseases, where thousands of Gaucher's disease patients benefit from enzyme infusions. These established methods provide a pathway for delivering new waste-degrading enzymes to human lysosomes, potentially transforming treatment for age-related diseases. Initial aging treatments won't be perfect, but they could extend healthy life by 30 to 50 years, creating a window for better treatments. This opens the possibility of reaching longevity escape velocity, LEV, where each treatment buys enough time for improved therapies, effectively outpacing aging. Technological advancement follows predictable patterns. After fundamental breakthroughs, steady improvements follow. Like aviation's progression from the Wright brothers to supersonic flight, medical technologies advance systematically. De Grey calculates that achieving LEV requires doubling rejuvenation therapy efficacy every 40 years, a feasible pace given historical medical progress. The goal isn't immortality, but extending middle-aged lives by 30 healthy years, creating a bridge to future advances. Each breakthrough would likely improve both lifespan and health span, the period of life spent in good health. These compounding improvements could eventually create a practical fountain of youth through periodic medical interventions. The first person who might live to 1,000 may already be alive, not through a single breakthrough, but through successive waves of increasingly sophisticated treatments. The question isn't whether this future is possible, but whether we're ready to embrace it.